And they'll say that the negative is still there. So if we have no proof to say, you go boss the chazokas, it could just be that there's a row of people, like one after another, till his house, so that when he's about to say Tommy, Tommy from his house, people tell him that the nega is still the right size. So not the pshat to go boss the chazoka, just here you know clearly it's Tommy. So Senech Nami, according to Rachab Yaakov, this is not the mokka, this is not the place to learn how to go boss the chazoka. So Kopponim, that's the machlekes over here. Do you have a raya from East Tzukim that you go boss the chazoka? That's the first time Kamam. And Ravach, he's the one that says, no, from here there's no proof you go boss the chazoka. That's why you have to even on what side, you do bring the proof from here. But how do you know you go boss the chazoka when there's a raya? When something went wrong, maybe we're only assuming that things did not go wrong. So Tzadi says, no, here also there's a raya. Because talking about even when he comes back later after the week and the nega went away, still we say when he first called the Tommy, it was Tommy. Even though there's a raya. From here we see go boss the chazokas, even though we have a raya. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf yud aleph omer aleph on top. The Mor says now second line, minohel milsa. How do we know this halacha? The yomer rabbanon again. It says in Chazal all over that zil bosaruba. So we go after rive. Like Rashi says, since we're talking already about the halacha of chazokas, so therefore we ask also, how do we know you go bosaruv? Tosis speaks out. The Taima Tosis asks the question that the chur kivon der mina zil bos chazoka. Since we already brought a proof that we go after chazoka. If so, Minasvara should have said, Kol Shechen Basaruba. For sure you go after Klal of Rav. Why? Because the Klal always is, the Ruba of the Chazaka, Ruba, if a Rav is more stronger than Chazaka. So if we know the Mokim itself, if we use Chazakas, for sure we should use Rav. So Tzadi says, the most question here is, Pishleim of the Rav Acher by Yaakov boy. The most asked the question, according to Rav Acher by Yaakov, that the Lekim Le Chazaka Mikroi, he did not learn out from a Pasek before. So according to him, it's also only in a svara. Therefore, we ask the shayla, how do you know Rav? Then Tzadi speaks another pshat. That's what Ben Chaim says later. That we say the klal is ruba v'chazaka, that ruba is odif. It's not min a svara. That ruba v'chazaka, it's not a svara. Ela rather, we learn it out from the psukim later, mi paraduma. That there's lina bosa ruba, afagav dika chazaka, can I get a Rav? So when one of the limudim will soon sleep in paraduma, that's what we learn out from Rav. From there we also learn out that Rubav Chazok Rubodif. So that's very good. Even though we know now so far from a posik maybe that we go boss to Chazokam, but so far we do not know Minasvara that Rav is better than Chazokam. Therefore the Gemara asks the question now, but Kitzim Minolan, how do we know that we go boss to Rav? So Gemara asks the question, Minolan? What kind of question? But to me like Rashi, there's a question. The posik says clearly in Shemais, Achre Rabim Lahatai says, there's a clear posik that says we go boss to Rav. It says, Achre Rabim Lahatas, go after the Rav, the majority. So Mor says like this, true. Ruba di Yisa Kamon, when you have a Rav in front of us that's here, Kagurin, what is the case like that? The famous case of Tisha Chanuyas. Let's say you have 9 butcher stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 butcher store that sells treifa meat, and you find a piece of meat outside one of the stores. So that's the cloud we say, Zilbos Rav, that this piece of meat came out from one of these stores. And since the majority rove with the stores are kosher, that's called the Ruba Disa Kamon. So Mor says, that's for sure we know from this posik of Acher Rabim Lahatos. And the same thing for Sanhedrin also. That's if you have a locha by Sanhedrin, like Rashi says, if you had Yud Beis Mezakin, the Yud Aleph Mechayovim, that locha Rizaka, we go boss to the Rav, in case of a Bezin of 23, that we go after the Pesach of the majority. So locha Miboyilon, that we have no question, that you're right. That's called the Ruba the Isa Kamon that's in front of our nose, that there are 10, there's a majority here, or 23, and we go after the Rav of this majority. That we know from this postage of Acher Rabim Lahatos. The question is, the Gemara asks, Kikam Miboilam, where do I have a question, a Shiloh, Ruba the Lesa Kamon, a case where the Rav is not in front of our nose, but other Rabbits less, it's not in front of us. It's like a Rav Machmas a Svara, an Ahoga, a Teva. Kagoin, what the Gemara says, what's the case? Kagoin, let's say. Kagoin, Kotin or Ktano. Minol, I don't know the case of a Kotin, a boy or a girl, that you go after Chazokis. Like Rashi says, the Pligi Rabbonin led Rav Meir Bivom. Stirat Samachlekis Rabbonin Rav Meir. The Tanaim learned over there, Yovim Kotin. Shabual Yivom Ktano. Yigadlu Zem Zer. That we say, in a case where the husband died, and the wife is a Ktano, So the Yavam, the brother in Luna, is also a Kotan. If he's Miyavim, the Yavam is Chal, and they have a right to stay living together. And we're not afraid, maybe we'll find out that she's an idleness, whereas maybe the boy is a service, can't have children. Tzad is said, either one of them can't have children, then there's no mitzvah yibum, and then they're doing over Nisa Erevah, and Eishas Ochiv. Still, we're not afraid, but rather we leave them on Chazaka, that Rov Ketanim are able to have children when they become older, and Rov Ketanois also are able to have children. So you see, you go, Basa Rov, that's called Ruba de Lesa Kamon. So how do we know this? By Kotan and the Ketana, that we leave them on a Chazaka, that most Ketanim, most Ketanis could have children. So this kid is like part of that Rov. How do we know such a Rov? So this Gemara answers, Omer Reb Loza. So Moshe says, a simin, Zman Shvach Mechanish. So Moshe says this, Omer Reb Loza, that Asya, we learn it out from Meiresha Shaloyla, from the head of a Korban Eila. So Rashi says that, Shein Yecholim Lachzayisi, can't cut it open, and to check out the croin, the membrane of the brains, to make sure there's no neck, it's not a trefa, which is one of the Yudches trefas, and you can't crack open the head, like the Gemara says. The Yom HaKrokos Posse says, V'nitach oistolin sokeho. You're supposed to cut up the korban oil into pieces. So with Darshan, when it says, V'nitach oiso, so with Darshan, oistolin sokeho. Only the meat of the korban oil will be cut up into pieces. But v'loy nisokeho lin sochim. But not the pieces into smaller pieces. Meaning to say, the rosh, the head, that's a piece by itself. You have no right to cut open the head. So the head of the oil we can't cut open. So why aren't we afraid that maybe this korban oila is a trefa? Maybe there's a neck, if there's a hole in the membrane of the brains, and that's a trefa. That's the most question. Benechus, let's be afraid. Shema nikav krum shamayich. Maybe in the membrane of the brains there's a hole, and that will make it into a trefa, and you can't crack open the head. Say elamai, it must be elolav. Isn't the reason mishum diamrina basa? Mishum diamrina, because we say zil basa ruba. Go after the majority of animals, and the majority of animals are not trefus. So you have a right to say this animal is like from the rive of the world of the animals. Therefore, it's not a trefa. So where says no? From this pasuk, from this halacha, there's no proof. Mimai, who says that's the pshat? Duma maybe the polilei. Rashi says, Kareyu, you sliced open the head, and you did crack it open. But just for lo yavdu, you did not divide it into two pieces. Obodikle, you checked out the brains to make sure there's no hole there. Aye, the question was, vi mishum oisol in socher, that we dashen only the meat to cut up once, for lo in socher in sochim, not the pieces into smaller pieces. So the head has to be one piece. You can't cut it open into two pieces. So Tayhan and Mili, when is that Issa Hechi Dichotech Lelegamri? If you would slice that into two pieces, that would be an Aveira, that you should not do. Avol Hecha Delayif Les Lambo. But if the piece is still attached, like Rashi says, Layif means Lashon of Mechuber. If the pieces are still attached, just you cracked it open, but not into two pieces, that's okay. So therefore you have no proof from the head of the Korban Olam that you go after Raif. It could be you have to check it out to make sure the membrane of the brains are not, there's no hole in it. So Morris says that Ma Bred the Ravina, Omer, he says like this, Ask you, let's go out this Klai, go boss the Raif, Mishviras Etzema Pesach, from the loch of the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break open any bones. The Yom Rachmon of the Pesach says, V'etzem lo sisperu boy. You're not allowed to break a bone from a Korban Pesach. If so, the question is again, V'necha shema nikav krum shamayach. Let's be afraid, maybe the head of the Korban Pesach, in the brains there, maybe there's a hole. So if so, it's a trefa. And you can't check it out, because you're not allowed to break the bone, the skull. El olav isn't the proof, isn't the reason. Mishum diarmin, because we say, zil basaruba, go after rave. And since rove animals do not have trefus, so therefore this animal is also not a trefa. So where you see, go bust a rave. So Moshe says, no again, who busts the proof here? Mimai, who told you that's the pshat? Duma, maybe the case of a korban pesach would be midiraisa, maybe the monach gumra tolei, that you put a red hot coal on top of the head of this korban pesach, the kolilei, and it burns open a little bit the bone. And that's the way you could check out to see whether there's a hole in the brains or not. Obodiklen, he checks it out. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha-mechatech begidim, if you cut the veins of the Korban Pesach, not the bones. And Rashi says, even though the veins are kamat hard like the bone, there's no aver in cutting the veins. The aver is only cutting the bone. Or else, fi hasaref bi atzomis, if somebody burns the bones, does not chop it, break it. He burns it, ain't by mishum shvira setzim. There's no aver or shvira setzim. There's the lav is only not to break it. So here also, it's possible to like burn open the skull of the korban pesach to make sure there's no treifa. So if we have no proof, you go bust a rave. So Mor says true. So therefore, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, he says, as yo me alya. I learned it out from the tale. Rashi says, a makriv shlomim, bring a korban shlomim, why chatis, mi kebis vi ayil. When you bring a kebis or an ayil, a korav alya, im himurim, the fat, the tail of it is burnt with the imurim. Min hakloyis lamata, from the kidneys downwards, from the start of the tail, that's so called the alya, the fats of the tail, that's burnt. Now the Yom Rachman of the Pasuk says, chelboy ha'alya, tamima, that the fat of the tail has to be tamima complete. Pashto means you cannot cut open the tail. You have to burn the whole tail. If so, Falechesh, let's be afraid by this korban, shema nifsako chut hashedra. Maybe the backbone was slit over there. Rashi says, chut hashedra, the backbone, shenifsat is cracked or split, treifas, one of the yudches treifas. And the alyo, the tail, like the top part of the tail, is still part of the shedra. So the Pasuk says, it has to be tamima, the tail, so you can't open it up, you can't check out the chut hashedra there. So let's be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. Elamai, the answer must be, you go bus a rave. Tomorrow, elolav mishum de amrina, we say, zil bus ruba, go bus a rave of the animals, and rove of the animals are not treifas. The Chitamar says, v'chitem, maybe you want to tell me, dimetatoi posaklo, that maybe you did cut open the tail from the bottom part of it, near the part where it's by the chut hashedra, where it's still attached to the backbone, maybe over there you could cut it, maybe that's not called part of the alya that has to be tamima. So Mora says, no, li'umas ho'etza amarachmona. The Pasuk says, like opposite the bone, meaning the whole alya, the whole tail has to be tamima. So if so, you can't cut it up to see the chut hashedra there. And the Mora says, Lumasotza, means, Mokram shakloyis yuetzis. It means to say that the tail has to be tamimim all the way up to where the kidneys are. That's the kidneys called yuetzis that give the etzah. Rashi says, that lamala min aproshis, and the kidneys are way above where the chut hashedra is. If so, you can't check out this alya. So let's be afraid it's a treifa. So it must be gobos arayv. So Gemara says, no. Duma, maybe the case is the posach lo bodik lo. Maybe you did cut open the tail, and it was able to be bodik to see that place where it's still attached to the chut hashedra, to the backbone, to make sure it's not a treifa there. We asked the question, how could you cut it open? Vimishum tamima. The posach says, aldiya tamima. It has to be a complete tail. Mashmi cannot cut it open at all. So Mora says, no. I'll tell you, Hanimili, when is there a concern, a problem about being tamima? Hechi dechot chalagamri. If you cut it completely, like the two pieces, avlehecha the laif, when you just cut it and it's still attached, then less lambo, then there's no problem. So again, it could be that even this alya, you did slice it there, check it out to make sure where it's attached to the chut hashedra, that's not a treifa. So if we have no proof again, you go bosa raif. So Mora says that, therefore, Rav Sheshes Breid, Rav Idiyomar, he says like this, that Asi, where do we learn out to go Bosarayv? Asli would say, Me'egla Rufa, learn out from the Pasha of Egla Rufa. What's the Pasha of Egla Rufa? That you have to chop off the head of this eagle, the case where we find the mace outside the city, that the Yomar Rachman, the Torah says, Ho Arufa, means you have to chop off the head, Kishi Shlema, when the animal is still completely. Shlema, that has to be completely. Rashi's, yeah. So is the harufa kashi shleima teve. It has to be shleima, so you can't check it out beforehand. If so, v'lechesh, let's be afraid. Dilma treifi. Maybe this eagle is a treifa. It'll be possible for egla rufa. So if so, how come we could use an egla rufa? It must be go basa raiv. Rashi says shleima teve. Afil yachla rifa. Even after you chop off the head. Oilomis. It always has to be shleima. Alma le mitzinu le mitva garmei, or le mitvak. you can't cut it open to check if it's a treif or not. If so, how do we ever use negla rufa? It must be that we're saying nachan roiv that rov behemoths are not treifus. Samara says maybe no. It says you dumat lechus dum bidlechus velechus dumat treifi. Maybe it's a treifus. It's negla rufa. Elolav isn't the answer. Mishum diarmina, because we say zil basa ruba. You're going after roiv. Samara says again chitay. Maybe you'll answer me no. The chura might not give me no. What's the difference if a negla rufa is a treif or not? You don't eat it. So maybe the reason why it's kosher, because even if it's a treif, it'll be kosher. Rashi says, a treif, what's the difference? Holav carbon, though, it's not a carbon. Me'arufa le'nafka, ashtay li'erlam, kain areifa, the only says it should be the same way, but maybe a treif is still kosher. So Mura says, no. Ha'amri, d'veri abiyanai, kapora ksiv b'ka kodeshim, that it says, loshna v'kapora, by Egla Rufa, it says, Kapa liyamcha Yisrael, Rashi says, Yisrael, ma kodeshim asurim bano, afi asurim bano, v'ochinam linyan treifa, mehiosim tepa. And just like kodeshim has to be a kosher, a korban, it can't be a treifa. Treifa is possible for a korban. So what did he also, from this possible, we learn out that a treifa is possible for the Egla Rufa. So if so, l'chur, it is a good raya to say that you go bus arrive. Because otherwise, how do you ever bring an Egla Rufa? Let's always be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. See, the Chur is one good proof to say, go basar roiv. And Tais be said, here we can't answer the answer, we can't give the answer before the Laif Lord is still, open it up and it's still attached. Because here it's Mash Pemur, it has to be Shlema completely, B'shash Chita, M'shash Areifa. It has to Mamish be completely Shlema. So therefore, there's a Rai, you go basar roiv. So that's one proof the Chur we learn out from Egla Rufa. Now Rabba Bar Rav Shalom, he says like this, Ask Yemi Paraduma. Now learn out from Paraduma. The Yom Rachmon of the Torah says in the Parsha of Paradum, it says, V'shochat v'sorof, make a shchit, and then you have to burn the whole paro. So we dash in ma shchit tosik ishish lema, just like when you make a shchit, the animal is still shalom complete, you don't cut it open before. So aps rei tosik ishish lema, who are then like right after the matzah of shchit, in that matzah when it's still complete, you have to burn it. Meaning to say, you can't, like Torah says, you can't even open it up, even though it's still attached, you can't check it out. So again, v'leichus duma treifi. Let's be afraid. Every paraduma, maybe it's a treifa. You can't open it up to check out the yitches treifus. So how come we could bring a paraduma? Elalav isn't the answer. Mishrom diarmina zubas ruba. So we say you go bas ruba the yisik, the ruba the less to come on. And since rove animals in the world are not treifus, this is part of that rove. Again, v'chitem maybe you tell me no. My nafkum me no. What's the difference again? A paraduma is a treif or not? A paradum itself is not a korban, and you don't eat it, so maybe it's kosher, even though it's a treifa. So Mara says, no, chatis kai rachmona. The Torah calls a paradum a chatis. So therefore, it looks like a chatis. But just like a chatis can come from a treifa, or then a paraduma can come from a treifa. If so, how do we bring a paraduma? It must be that we go bus a roiv, that roiv are not treifas. So that's the second proof that you go bus a roiv. Rav Acher by Yaakov Ami says, Asiya mi Seir HaMishtalich. Learned out from the parsha of Yom Kippur by the second Sawyer that sent over the cliff. The Rachmonam of the Torah says, V'loka cheshnei ha-sirim. You're supposed to first take these two sirim for the avoidance of Yom Kippur. Chad is la-shem and chad la-zozel. So Midashin says, V'loka cheshnei ha-sirim. Midashin, shiyu shneim shovim. They're both sirim have to be, shovim has to be complete. So both of them have to be shleimim and not treifas. And so the question is, v'lechish, why are we afraid then that duma chad menayot treifa? Maybe one of them will be a